You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Trump's nominee for Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, is the latest cabinet pick to face her Senate confirmation hearing. DeVos is a billionaire whose family has given millions of dollars to support conservative Christian causes and Republican politicians. That includes five senators on the committee overseeing the confirmation process. She has no experience working in schools, but DeVos is a longtime education activist. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
To her supporters, Betsy DeVos is a passionate advocate who believes everyone should have choices about where to send their kids to school. To detractors, her support for charter schools and vouchers makes her an enemy of traditional public education. But Matthew Chingos with the Urban Institute says the federal government only provides about 10% of K-12 education funding, and most big changes would require Congress to get involved.
So what the Secretary of Education can do on his or her own to affect public education in this country is pretty limited.
Aaron Pallas, a professor at Teachers College in New York, says DeVos is likely to push for expanded school choice with the support of a Republican-controlled Congress. During the campaign, Trump proposed a $20 billion grant program for states that would allow children living in poverty to attend the public, private, charter, or magnet school of their choice.
You can imagine a backpack on the back of a child stuffed with $100 bills that follows the child to whatever school he or she attends.
Jeannie Allen with the Center for Education Reform, which supports school choice, expects DeVos to promote innovation and reform by governors and school boards.
This is going to be an education secretary who wants local folks and states to help make their own decisions, and that's where the debate should be. We don't want it in Washington.
But it is Washington that will decide DeVos's fate. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.